your part to minimize light pollution to maximize night sky viewing. Smart options are available. We'll discuss the benefits next on Western Life Radio. Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Minimize light pollution to maximize your views to the night skies. Seth Jarvis with the Clark Planetarium discusses this growing problem out in the West.
ARCES is struggling to keep track of the light pollution coming in from, of all places, Grand Junction, Colorado. So as Grand Junction grows, the glow in the night sky is really visible from ARCES. You actually improve safety by having appropriate lighting. One of the problems is because the new LED lights are so cheap, people have just gone hog wild and just bought them and turned them on in places they don't need them. As a result, people literally lose their night vision, which means that as soon as the lighting diminishes away from these super bright glaring LED lights, then you can't see what vehicle or person or something is just hidden in shadows a little bit, and that's when you get into trouble. So safety goes up, costs come way down when people are smarter about their lighting. And when you do that in the vicinity of a national park, then tourist dollars go way up and revenue per park visitor goes way up. And this is something that people are recognizing, not just in Utah, but parks all over the place. I know the Big Bend National Park down in Texas had a dramatic increase in visitors and decrease in nighttime accidents. And they saved money when they changed their lighting scheme. Rather than just throwing up lights everywhere they could think of, they were smarter about where the lighting went.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.